Good morning, a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOtsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Doing okay. Of course, all of us are aware of the attacks on the World Trade Center and the 15th anniversary coming up this Sunday. And one of the state legislators has quite a tale from that day.
Yes, David. The state senator, Jim Seward, our local state senator, and I were able to chat for a few minutes about his experience 15 years ago. As it turned out, just by happenstance, I mean, of course, he's from an upstate district, trees, farmland, lakes. He was due that day, 911, to speak with employees of the State Insurance Commission down near the World Trade Center in the financial district of New York. So the night before he flew down or drove down, he was staying at a place called the Seaport Suites, which is now the Exchange Hotel, which again is about three blocks from 911. Gets up in the morning thinking nothing of it. He's expecting to give his speech and walks to the lobby of the hotel to have breakfast with Greg Serio, who was then the insurance superintendent. And hears, just like the rest of us did through Katie Couric on the Today Show, that North Tower has been hit by a plane. He just thinks it's a terrible accident, thinks nothing more of it, is having breakfast with Serio, and all of a sudden papers, office papers, start fluttering down outside the window. Well, he thinks it must be a horrible accident. In any event, they finish breakfast, they get up, and they start walking toward the insurance department. All of a sudden, the second plane hits. You know, as you remember, and I remember, and everybody remembers, all of a sudden we knew this isn't an accident. Something terrible is going on. Now, at that point, with the second crash, people started pouring out of the office buildings around the North Tower. And, of course, we think of, you know, everyone struggling to get out of the tower. But as Jim experienced it, there was sort of general panic in the area around the towers. And so Jim realizes there's a problem. He realizes he's not going to give his speech. And he and Serio go to Serio's office. And Jim is calling his wife up here in Milford, New York, when all of a sudden the towers collapse. And then there's really mayhem. There's dust. There's smoke. The whole, you remember what a brilliant day it was.
Sure.
All of a sudden, it's dark, and nobody can see anything. So Jim is saying to himself, how ironic, you know, I've spent my life, you know, living in a lovely rural area, and I'm going to lose my life down here in Lower Manhattan. In any event, he's able to get a insurance department car and driver, and they start heading up toward Governor Pataki's office. And when they get to Pataki's office, it's only then that he can look out, and he can actually see the holes where the Twin Towers were. And you remember, things were happening so quickly. And, of course, by that point, communications had gone out. And Jim didn't really have a good idea of, you know, what was going on. But at that point, he got briefed. And he also realized at that point that his face was covered with soot, his clothes were covered with soot, and he had a very, very narrow escape. In any event, later that afternoon, he's able to get back out of town. And by that night, he's able to be back up in Otsego County, thanking his lucky stars. 3 weeks later, the governor and Mayor Giuliani invite a group of state senators down to tour the site. And to Jim, it's still a surreal experience, you know, all these years later. They get on a boat at a pier and head down toward the site. You know, they're surrounded by the river's bristling with boats just loaded with military men, you know, armed with bazooka-like weapons. And, you know, Jim felt he was in a third world country or in a foreign land or in a war zone. And they get to the site. And, of course, the smell is awful. And he sees, you know, the rescue work that's being done. And he sees the survivors still waiting around the perimeter, hoping here 2-3 weeks later that their loved ones will still come, will still be alive. But in any event, you know, sort of the high point of all this for Senator Seward was when he was actually leaving after the towers actually collapsed. And it's, as I said, it was dark. The sun starts coming through, and Jim sees the rescue workers heading toward the danger zone while he's leaving it. And he says, you know, all the police and firemen were going toward the scene while I was leaving. The look, as best I can describe it, was steely determination on their faces while they were heading toward the point of danger, while everyone else was moving away from the point of danger, and some of them didn't make it out. And he said that's the one thing that above all else stands out in his mind these 15 years later. And so, you know, this weekend, of course, there are commemorations. He's going to spend Sunday, you know, in Frankfort and Mohawk, and he's going to end up in West Winfield speaking at various commemorations. But that's what he's going to talk about. He's going to talk about the first responders. And he also came away, as you can imagine, you know, with a real sense of the importance of facing up to terrorism. And so I guess that's basically it. But it was it's hard to believe it's been 15 years. And to hear him, you know, recount this, you know, adventure story and horror story and story of bravery was really, you know, very inspiring. And it brought back all of the feelings that, you know, you were feeling and I was feeling, you know, all of a sudden quite a while ago.
Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOtsego.com, joining us in a remembrance of 9/11. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, David.